It seems as if almost everyone shops on the internet. Last year, online retail sales in the United States totaled more than $300 billion, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. And every year for the last 5 years, online sales have increased around 15% from the year before. But buying some things on the internet can be extremely risky. For example, if you're shopping for medications online.
Our review of websites, which is a daily occurrence and involves over 10,000 websites, shows us that 96% of the websites that are accessible by people on the internet are actually rogue or illegal sites.
Carmen Catazone is executive director of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
We classify the pharmacies we look at as rogue or illegal based upon some very basic but important criteria. One is if they're in violation of federal and state laws, and we look at some of the more significant federal and state laws, which include dispensing drugs without a prescription, using non-FDA-approved drugs, or failing to provide information about that site that would help identify that it's a legitimate site and that a pharmacist is actually involved in the site. We then look at the other components of it as whether or not they're following certain standards that are important for consumer protection, such as, do they have the right privacy systems in place to safeguard the patient information as well as any of the credit card or financial information that's being provided? And do they allow and provide for access to a pharmacist or healthcare professional should an emergency occur or should something happen with those medications?
1 in 6 Americans have purchased medicine online without a prescription. So people are really putting themselves at risk when they're buying online, trying to find basically a needle in that haystack, that 3% of legal. And that can be awfully hard to do because there are sophisticated websites that are designed to dupe patients into buying medicines that are counterfeit or substandard.
That's Libby Bainey, executive director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies.
Most people are totally unaware this is a problem. I mean, when I say 97% of internet drug sellers are illegal, people's jaws drop. How can that be? Look, I can do a quick search and find so many that are willing to sell me medicine. And look, it looks like it's from Canada, and it looks safe, and it says it's shipping from the U.S. 97% of those websites are operating illegally. They're not compliant. It's really easy to fake logos online. It's really easy to copy and paste a Canadian flag. It's really easy to say you're operating from California when you're really operating from Mauritius, shipping drugs from Turkey that were manufactured in China. The internet is an amazing source of commerce and convenience. But there's also the hidden factor of you can be anonymous or you can just flat out lie about what's going on. And it's very hard for consumers to check. And even sophisticated consumers who say, well, gosh, I'm going to double check. I might just call this number and ask them, where are you located? They're not, again, they're criminals. They're not going to tell you the truth.
The vast majority of websites that sell pharmaceuticals are not really pharmacies at all. In fact, some of them are run by the Russian mafia. Some of them are there to steal your identity and sell you fake medicines.
Dr. Roger Bate is a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute and author of the book Fake, The Deadly World of Falsified and Substandard Medicines.
The vast majority of fake medicines or substandard medicines just simply won't work, either because they've been manufactured poorly or because counterfeiters have copied the appearance of a legitimate medicine but not put any of the right active ingredients in it. So their aim is not to kill you, but it's not to treat your disease or condition.
The primary problem with the counterfeit drugs that are coming from this site are generally that the active ingredient is either too little or too much, which would be extremely dangerous for a patient. What we've also seen after that is the fact that it may not have any active ingredient whatsoever, or that the filler products that are used to constitute the tablet or capsule are dangerous substances. We've seen lead paint. We've seen the products concrete. We've seen rat poison. All of these very dangerous products are going into these counterfeit drugs just so that they can sell them and make a profit.
People buy medications on the internet for a lot of the same reasons they buy anything online. It's easy and convenient, and often cheaper than buying from a brick-and-mortar store. But there's one additional factor that online pharmacies capitalize on. Many people buying medications on the internet don't have a prescription from their doctor.
They don't really want to sometimes go to the doctor and talk about an embarrassing medical condition or one that they know they've had for a long time. Chronic conditions, as an example, if you have chronic allergies, as my sister did, she knew what she needed. She didn't need to continue to see the doctor. Of course, in her case, she had. But for people that have diabetes or high blood pressure or some other more embarrassing conditions they may not want to share, they're more eager to self-diagnose or to just buy online because they know what they need and don't feel that they need to benefit from the doctor-patient relationship.
The World Health Organization estimates that half of the medications sold over the internet are counterfeit. Cantizone says the tally is as much as 80% fake from some countries. Fake medications create treatment nightmares because everyone assumes they're getting the real thing. Sometimes, Bates says, it can result in death.
You may be taking a medicine for, I suppose the classic would be a statin. Most people are taking statins to control cholesterol, and if you took statins month after month that it had no effect, your cholesterol wouldn't be as controlled as well, and you are more likely to have an incident, potentially a heart attack. And the reason this is so pernicious is that if you were to have a heart attack, no one would write and die from it. No one would write on your death certificate, died from fake medicine. They'd say died from myocardial infarction. And so the real culprit is often never found.
Other times, when a counterfeit drug doesn't work, your doctor may increase the dose and increase it again. Then, if you get your next refill from your local pharmacy instead of online and take the real medication at that high dose, it can result in an overdose, all while you're assuming you got a perfectly good medicine from a website in Canada, where most rogue sites claim they're based.
What the sites that are operating on the internet like to do, they like to capitalize on that safety factor that people associate with Canadian sites. And so they'll put a maple leaf on or they'll put some other markings on their website to indicate that they're from Canada, when actually these products are coming from China, India, Russia, all over the world and everywhere but Canada, and people don't take the time to research that or can't find out where they're coming from, and therefore they're exposing themselves again to some significant risk.
The countries most implicated are Russia, China. China because they produce most of the fake medicines in the world, and Russia because the mafia there has clued into the fact that they can make a lot of money from this and are not likely to get caught, because it's very difficult to even identify the owners of shell companies in other countries, let alone get extradition from somewhere like Russia or China, which you're never going to get, to the United States to prosecute them. So when we did our samplings, we bought from a website that was allegedly Canadian. The drugs were sent from China, and the money at our first port of call, we couldn't trace it further than that, was into a Panamanian bank. I mean, that's just one example of the global scale that some of these crime syndicates will operate under.
Back in June, Interpol led a global crackdown on online pharmacies, seizing shipments and warning operators to shut down. Bainey says that kind of international cooperation is difficult to pull off.
Tracing the operators and the affiliates that are working with those operators is really difficult. And even when you do trace them, then you have the added problem of having to have international law enforcement involved. And so you do have to have cooperation. Again, you know, just at a conference this afternoon talking with a number of stakeholders, including, you know, international governments as well as U.S. government officials, about the importance of international cooperation. Because to take out a criminal in Turkey, you've got to have Turkish government involved, you've got to have international police involved, sometimes after Europol or Interpol involved, as well as, you know, FDA that may have identified the crime, or other law enforcement officials that have been involved. It's a global effort, and it takes everybody to be focused on it to take these internet criminals down.
And trying to deal with that outside the U.S. is a primary issue and very difficult to do. The second is, the minute we identify a site or identify a web page, they take it down, change that web page, and create a new one, so that it's very difficult to try and track them down and to try and stop them, because they have a number of resources to just keep creating new pages and new sites.
But if 97% of those sites are illegal or rogue sites, that means 3% of websites are good. It is possible to reliably get medications on the internet. But how do you find the proverbial needle in a haystack? Bates says, first of all, follow some basic rules.
All of the good credentialed sites will demand a prescription. So it is a very good telltale sign if a website is not asking for a prescription that they are not one to be bought from. The second thing is, you should be able to have a physical address associated with that pharmacy, and you should be able to speak to someone. The times that I have bought from these pharmacies, whenever we've checked up on things, I have called to speak to people, and often you can never speak to anybody. That's another dead giveaway.
But that's not enough. Bainey says it's a good idea to check the site you're considering on one of a couple of resources.
One is the National Association of Boards of Pharmacies. So if you just Google NA or search NABP VIPPS, you'll find a list of approximately 32 gold standard pharmacies that have been approved by NABP. That's the good housekeeping seal of approval for internet pharmacy activity. And then another way is if you're just doing internet search, you stumble across a website like safemeds.com or, you know, buymedicineonline.com or whatever the website might be, and you say, gosh, I can't tell if this is legitimate or not. I just don't know. You can go to legitscript.com, which is LegitScript, legitscript.com, and you can just plug in that URL. So you can type in, you know, safepharmacy.com, and it'll come back with a yes or no. Is it legitimate or is it not?
One more tool has just been added to help consumers reassure themselves about a website. It's a brand new web domain, .pharmacy. Websites have to be vetted as legitimate before they can use that domain.
.pharmacy is run by the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, which is a U.S. and international pharmacy regulator, and they're an observer of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies. And we've partnered with NABP over the years on various initiatives. And this one in particular, there's a global community of stakeholders who are involved in supporting the .pharmacy initiative because internationally, this has really powerful ramifications for patient safety because .pharmacy, just like .com, exists everywhere in the world that the internet exists. And so patients in Europe and patients in Asia, Latin America, anywhere patients are looking for medicine, they can look for a licensed, legitimate, compliant seller on the .pharmacy domain, which I think is a breakthrough for patients. You can look to the right of the dot and buy from a .pharmacy domain.
So even though the proportion of illegal websites is high, there are ways to protect yourself. You can find all of those cross-checking websites on our site, radiohealthjournal.net. You can also find archives of our programs there, as well as on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Reed Pence.